The Gemara Megillah tells us that anytime the Torah says the word Vayehi, it's a misora that something bad happened. So Vayehi b'shalach paro ta'am, the Jewish people are going out. What could possibly be bad about that? This is amazing. The Jewish people are finally going free. Isn't this the moment we've been all waiting for? Says Rashi, Vayehi b'shalach paro ta'am. It's true, the Jewish people went out. But who are the Am? The Am is the Erev Rav. When the Erev Rav joined the Jewish people, what ends up happening is that with the Jewish people are a group that perhaps will bring them in the wrong direction, as we know, we'll see when we hit Parsha Sefer Bamidbar. And so that's the Vayehi. Vayehi is the Chever that goes with them that's not going to really take them to the promised land. Another possibility is that with all the Makos, with all the incredible miracles, one would think that who is going to be the reason the Jewish people will go out in their mind, it's going to be the fact that Hashem takes them out. And yet from their perspective, Vayehi b'shalach paro ta'am, it is Vayehi b'shalach paro ta'am. Paro sent the Jewish people out, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, says the Rav Tzadok HaKohen, is the sad part of all of it. Oy vey, how could it be after the 10 Makos that the Jewish people believe that it's really more so Paro than it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending them out? Perhaps this is the third answer. The third answer is, what's the Vayehi? So long as the Jewish people are in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people are spectators. As spectators, when you sit back and you watch the show, okay, so you're a fan. Your team wins, your team loses. The Jewish team is winning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is slamming Paro, one miracle after another, after another, after another. The Jewish people are in their seats. It's as though they're at the Super Bowl and their team is winning. They're all in it. It's an amazing thing. What's the Vayehi? The Vayehi is that all of a sudden the Jewish people are no longer spectators, but the Jewish people are now the players on the field. The pressure that you have when you're the players on the field, moment after moment, day after day, is much, much more challenging. And that's why if you look at the story from the beginning of Va'era, right after the Jewish people complain to Moshe and say, oh, look what you've messed us up, you have the 10 Makos. And Makah after Makah after Makah, where's the negativity from the Jewish people? There's none of that. Why? Because the spectators, they just have to sit in their seats and enjoy the show, relax, eat the popcorn, buy the Cracker Jacks, maybe drink a beer. That's what's going on. But immediately when they get on the field, they're like, whoa, this is much harder. This is much more pressure. And they're going to begin to feel those cracks throughout the entire 40 years in the desert. And that's why when we head into B'shalach, Vayehi B'shalach Paro Ta'am, when Paro sends them out, and now Vayehi, what's the Oyvei? The Oyvei is they're about to become the players on the field. And it is going to be so stressful. And they're going to complain, oh my God, look, the Egyptians are chasing us. Oh my God, we have no water. Oh my God, we have no food. That's the Vayehi. That's the Masorah we have of the negativity. It's the challenges and the stress one has when one changes their position in life from just watching to being in the center and in the thick of it.